Okay, fair looking. Zois Chanukah, everybody. Okay. We were just finishing up. Yud Beis room was finished with just one Nakuda in the package Yud Beis. In the Minchas Kayin. So the Minchas Kayin Shita, she said that there are three Shitas in Rabbeinu Tam. So the first Shita we learned is the Shita of Shavuos. That it's 72 minutes always. Shavuos. 72 minutes Shavuos. And then we saw the Minchas Kayin Shita. The Minchas Kayin Shita is what? That you don't even need 72 minutes. You need three stars. And if you see three stars, that's even at 48 minutes, right? So the Minchas Kayin said by him in Amsterdam, it was like 48 minutes. So 48 minutes, that says a chachovim, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. And then 15 minutes before that is what? Beira Shmosha. So before that is Vadayom. So that's why, even according to the Minchas Kayin Yisoid, even people who are not keeping 72, really what? Are keeping Rabbeinu Tam. They're keeping Rabbeinu Tam, and technically those people could have the kulas of Rabbeinu Tam also. Meaning, because if you only like the Minchas Kayin, 48 minutes, say, right? What do you say? 48 minutes in Amsterdam? And then, say, 15 minutes before that is what? Is 33. So from 33 to 48 is Beira Shmoshos. But the first 33 minutes is Vadayom. Right? And that really was the minug in Europe. You see, the minug in Europe was, they in many places, they kept past, they did Malacha past Shkia. Right? But they didn't keep 72 either. So chor, that's a tardin sashi. It's not a tardin sashi. Because if you hold like the Minchas Kayin, that's what Rabbeinu Tam is. It's similar to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says Rabbeinu Tam in New York is 50. But I'm going to explain to you when we do Rav Moshe what the difference between Rav Moshe and the Minchas Kayin is. That it's not exactly the same. But that'll take a whole shiur to explain that to you. So, no, the Gra Lachara is very different than the Minchas Kayin. Because the Gra Shita is 3/4 of a meal. So that means the Gra Shita is that it's already Tseis HaKachovim by 13 and a half or 15, you know. Okay, you want to say 13, what's 3/4 of 24? Say, let's do 24. Mill 24. 3/4 of 24 is what? Is what? 18. So the gross is 18. That's why Rav Avadi Yosef, he paskin, he's a gross. He's a, you'd be surprised, you know, because, you know, on one hand, Rav Avadi Yosef is a mechad, maran ha-mechaber. Is Maran Mechaber, and Maran Mechaber paskins like Rabbeinu Tam, but he said the minhag in Yerushalayim, minhag wherever, to follow the other shita. We didn't even get to that yet, really, that shita. So I'm just speaking superficially now, and that's why I told you he permitted a bris mila. Two kids born 20 minutes in Eretz Yisrael. He was born 20 minutes after Shkia. He allowed on Friday. He allowed a Shabbos bris. Rav Avadia. So 42, so even if you say in America it's a little bit more than 20, but how much more? Like Rabbi Chaim said, it can't be too much more. 25, so, you know. But 42? 50? That's, where'd you get that from? So, we'll see. But we're now working on Rabbeinu Tam. So one possibility is it's a version of Rabbeinu Tam. That's where the stars were. That's when they saw the stars. And Memela, 15 minutes before that, was Beira Shmoshes.
The point of the law, you can make it based on Shabbos, but Shabbos is 1:13 and a half.
Right. Right. Technically speaking, yeah.
In America, more.
Right, but the mice in America, you know, even it's been done. I mean, there was recently a case that Ben Chaim permitted to do. It was pretty early. And but most people would be afraid to allow a bris. It was 25 minutes or so after the shkia, and to allow Shabbos bris, you got to have a lot of guts to allow that.
Is that the general stock in America, that they no later than 25 minutes?
No, the general stock in America is no. The general stock in America is. In other words, if you want to keep Rabbeinu Tam, so either you have the choice of 72 Shabbos or Minchas Kohen, or the next packet we'll see, you know, the degrees. But people don't do Malacha after 25.
Have a Shabbos prince. What's the general thought in America? Like, is there a general, like, discipline
generally? It depends who you ask. It depends who you ask.
It would probably each sheep would go according to its opinion. That's the way you can do the law.
Yeah. Even though Rav Avadi Yosef thought you shouldn't do that, because, in other words, for bris he felt you should do what the Iker HaDin is. Even though for Shabbos you might keep later, but for bris you're going to do be machmir on doing the bris later, then you're going to be mekel and not doing mila b'zmana. So that was his take. I'm not that type. I would say no, be more conservative on making sure you're doing it really b'yom shmini. So even though if you're a descendant of the Gra?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to see about the Gra. What is the Gra? I told you, Rabbi Talaki pointed out from, he heard from Rabbi Marcus, that in the Gra's cloys, they kept 72 minutes. Because when the Gra was alive, his psakim were not the accepted psakim. Yeah, after he died, then his talmidim, then they went to Eretz Yisrael, and then they made the yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and they followed the Gra. But when B'Shas said the Gra was alive, and we'll see what the Gra himself. It's not so clear what, you know, and the stomach, if that's what they kept in the cloys, it means that's what he kept too. It's mistabra that it's not mistabra that he did malacha and everyone else in the town was he wasn't the rabbi of the town, right? So he obviously became bigger in history than the rabbi of the town was b'shaito, but so history like rewrote itself with Mafreya of, you know, in terms of the Gra's influence. What? Yeah. Who was the Rav of the town in Bisman that the Gra was in? It wasn't the Gra.
Yeah, because I remember that regiment of the Royal Holiday
rule.
The center of the Gra building cannot keep.
Yeah, so we'll see. We have to see more. Yes, Simon. Okay, well, let's wait with the Gra. We didn't even get up to the Gra yet. You guys are too far ahead of me. But the one thing I want to show you in the Milchus Kohen, there's a Chiddush in the Milchus Kohen that people, it's not a known Chiddush. In other words, this Milchus Kohen, everyone knows that that according to Rabbeinu Tam, you don't necessarily have to wait 72 minutes. Why do they know it? Because it's in the Bir Halacha. Right? That's why they know it. But they didn't read through all the Minchas Kohen. Right? But now there's another Chiddush of the Minchas Kohen. We know the Halacha is that Lachatchila, at the morning, you're not supposed to... Alosa Shachar is morning, but you're supposed to wait till Neitzachama, Lachatchila. And Rashi says in Megillah and Daf Chof, because we're afraid that what? That if you're going to do it from Alosa Shachar, you might be making a mistake, you might be doing it too early, and you really did the mitzvah at night. So when we shake Lulav, and we do Bris Milah, we wait to what? To do it after Neitzachama. And if you do it before Neitzachama, it's only what? Only B'diyevet. So he wants to say that just like doing something before Neitzachama is only B'diyevet, so he wants to say that if you do something after Shkia, we, according to Rabbeinu Tam, there are two Shkias, right? There's Shkia Rishona, and then there's 58 and a half if you hold 4 mil, and then for 58 and a half. So he says, a Chiddush. People, I'm telling you, people, no one knows this Chiddush. But if you, unless you read inside. He says that after Shkia Rishona, to do a mitzvah by Yom, after Shkia Rishona, even though Shkia Rishona is Vada Yom, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he claims that's only a B'diyevet. That even though Rabbeinu Tam Shkia Rishona is still Vada Yom, right, for another 3 1/4 mil, and we discussed that there's a Rabbeinu Yonah that says that Dam Nifsal B'Shkia Sacham is Shkia Rishona, so that people know about. But this point, he says that it's not right to do a mitzvah lachatchila after Shkia Rishona, any mitzvah that's by Yom. To do it lachatchila after Shkia Rishona. This is a pella, because Lamaisa, it's Yom Gomer. But you look on page 13. Bottom of page 12, actually. In Toma, last 2 lines. Afshar Chashkia Yom Gomer, who culturally gives man Ben Ashmashos, right? According to after Shkia Rishona, you still have a 3 1/4 mil of Yom Gomer, because Mokom Nirish also lasses. Oz lechatchila dvarim shemitzvosim bayom. Kmo kodem haneitzachama. Sha'avu bi shemeyola amur ha-shach yom gomor, yotzim bo b'dievid, yechobus dvarim shatzrich b'yom, in kol zeh shenin shalchila ein osim osom kodem haneitzachama. Vim kein, achar ha-shkia, nami nira l'chora, to osom omu l'satinuch lechatchila, kemi she'ef shalom ochar. Nehi imolo osom b'dievid shakshir ha-milo, ve'inutzov, שיתיב מנו דם בריס, כמי שמיימו בלילה, וישלום הדשני קודם הנצחה, מדאב של המתין על אחר הנצח, ואז יעשו מצווה כתיגונו, או שחו הננצו ולא מולו הסתינו קודם שקיע סחמה, חושב כשע סדחק, שאם ידחו המיל למוחה, לא יעשו מצווה כמזמנה. And he's saying like this, if it's the eighth day, and you didn't do the milo, and now it's shkia, so we, in America, we'll say do it the next day because we're choishish that it's beta shmoshes right away, like the shita that's beta shmoshes right away. But the Michas Kohen, he's a Rabbeinu Tam person, and Rabbeinu Tam holds you can still do it after Shkia, right? It's still Vadayom. So there it's called a shasadchak, because if you don't do it after Shkia, then you wait till tomorrow, then you'll only be doing it on the ninth day. So therefore, right, the halacha is the evid, right? Anything that it's a shasat chak, can the evid don't mean? Like Rav Shechter points out, means whatever is a shasat chak is what's normally only but the evid becomes lachatchila. But if anyway, he writes, say it's the kid was sick, and now it's later, it's the 15th day, and they're doing the bris milah, and there they're doing it already, was after Shkia, then no, you might as well wait till the 16th day and do it before Shkia. But if it's a question of forfeiting the 8th day, he tines that you shouldn't do. It's a big Kiddush. Because he the big chiddush. You can't achar shkia. Nami nira lachor the osu lomul satina kol chatchila. Kainish efshal amachar. Nihiji im alo also b'dievet shekshir hamila ve'inu tzarech shekif b'menu tamriz k'mo shenibo b'layla. Yishlomu shani kodem ha'netzachama efshal ha'atir ha'achar ha'netzachama. So you should wait till b'shochu ha'nensu v'lo molo satina kol shkia zachama koshev k'shasat chach. Shem yidchu ha'mila lamachar lo yosu ha'mila b'zmana. V'idei b'shasat chach koshev g'omokam k'mo dievet. But he says, look on page 14, on the left side. Vimheim dvarm shem mitzvosam ba'osu hayom ulamachar olver zmanam v'an sheshachar nenz v'lo nata lulav v'lo shomar kol shofar kayotze. In other words, say you didn't hear shofar and it's already shkia, but you're a Rabbeinu Tam person, right? So pshita shetzarech, what are you supposed to do it now after shkia? Because tomorrow is not a choice. Tomorrow is not Rosh Hashanah. Or it's not the first day of Rosh Hashanah anymore. And if it's the first day, they in the Choshas HaGadol Mizu. Who can call him a Netzachama? Shemud Lachatkil, who told the Lulav Lichma Kol Shofar Beis HaTzorah. So if there's no other option, then of course you do it. So by Bris Milah, there's no other option if it's Yom Shmini, I believe he writes. But if it's already Yom Chi, so then Yom Chi, Yom Asiri, it's all... You know, it's not such a big deal.
Is there an issue
with this? Is it an issue? Is it not? I mean, not
Yotze. So only according to the Rebbe Tam,
if
the
evidence was according to others. Yeah, no, because only the Rebbe Tam is the shaykh to say you're allowed to do it.
Right, but
so his chiddush is that's a big deal. Pashas is not like him.
Remember how he said that?
Yeah. We'll see. But Pashas is that it's still Yom Gomer, the holdover.
Not therefore, though.
According to Rabbeinu Tam. Right now, all we know is Rabbeinu Tam.
So, but the Avila Shavuot is Manah shouldn't be done after Shkia Bishani Bishat
Rakah. Avila Shavuot is Manah
should not be done after Shkia Bishani Bishat Rakah. You should do it.
According to Rabbeinu Tam, is it the eighth day now?
No, it's the tenth day.
If it's the tenth day, then you might as well just wait till tomorrow. But if it's the eighth day,
yeah.
Then do it after Shkia.
Right.
Then doing it tomorrow. According to Rabbeinu Tam.
It was Mila
Bismana. Again, this is, you know, in America, again, I'm not saying, because in America, we you know, we have this Kabbalah that we don't do things after Shkia. Rabbi Harfin has told me that, as I told you many times, that he thinks for the Daraisas you have to be Makpid. But for the Rabbanans, he thought, you can follow the Iker Halacha, which is to do after Shkia, according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is the Pesach HaShulchan Aruch, like Abbe Mincha, and like Abbe Hefsek Tara, and things like that. He was much more Mako. Yeah. Right, correct. Vada Yom. Yeah, but we're only working within the realm of Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
He's saying within Rabbeinu Tam. He's assuming Lalachas are Rabbeinu Tam, and he's working within Rabbeinu Tam. So within Rabbeinu Tam.
Should we say that we pass in the Halacha that the Eved and Shachar are one and the same?
In other words, meaning if something is. In other words, something is b'di'evit, you don't do it like a tchila, it's only b'di'evit. But if it's shasat chak, then you can do it, you could even do it like a tchila. What normally is a b'di'evit becomes a like a tchila for shasat chak. That's the phrase, as Rebbe pointed out, shasat chak in
the evidence. We find in many halachas that the two are very, very different. We find like Barba needed, the Mishnah Brura says that certain sulim are kosher b'shasat chak.
Yeah, no.
Which means, and we give the meaning that there's only one such, there's only one good, that's the only esrog in the whole city.
Right, so then you could take it like a tefillah.
That's more common than it just with the evidence.
That means that those things that there's a questionable, but it's a shasat chak, so you could take them like a tefillah. Because you have no choice. Because if you hold it, the din of chaser was not said on these days, so it wasn't said. Sorry. It's different. We're getting too far off the. Yeah. It's not clear that the parallel is not so clear. Okay, now, today we're going to start packing Yud Gimel. You didn't get packing Yud Gimel? Please take. Right here, packing Yud Gimel. Okay. Okay. Now, the third mahalach of Rabbeinu Tam is lefi malos, degrees. Degrees means that Rabbeinu Tam is 4 mil, right? So then, but Rabbeinu Tam was speaking about the oifak of Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. So you take your low 4 mil in Eretz Yisrael, and you see where is the 4 mil after Shkia, the sun is below the horizon, right? So say, here, this is the sun. Let's take a look. So 4 mil is one step down, and then you draw lines from where it is to here. You'll make an angle. It was called, Leo Levy calls the angle of declination. How much below the horizon the sun dipped at 4 mil. So in Eretz Yisrael, some claim that it's 16.1 degrees. At 4 mil, it's 16.1 degrees. So therefore, then you go where? To wherever you are. And you say, well, now 16.1 degrees is 72 minutes in Eretz Yisrael. But if you go further away to the equator, when 16.1, it's going to take longer. Because we explained that pointed out that the closer you are to the equator, so you're going quicker. Because you take a basketball, like the Or Meir explains. You take a basketball, you twirl it. The thicker part is going quicker than the parts that are higher up. Because the thicker part is a bigger area. It's a bigger circle. The higher parts are making small circles. But they're all doing it in the same time. So how does it jive? So the thicker part is going quicker. So that means your Eretz Yisrael, you're going quicker. Then when you are in, the Earth is going quicker than it is in Eretz in New York, etc. So, yeah. So, Rav Meir Posen was the from London. Yeah, you want to read? I'll take a look for a second on page 7. B'shnas Tovshin Lamed Gimel. Hitpi Sarava Goin Rav Meir Posen, Shlita. Orach Haluchos Le'ir London. He's in charge of making the calendars for London. He printed a Sefer Or Meir. And he says the following. And we'll read it the synopsis here. Or Meir Perek Reviv. Yado Tehdaki Misha Rotzo L'Kayim Shitas Rav Meir Tam. Einu Roshan L'Hadlik V'otzei Shabbos Kodesh. At Shemidas HaChoshech HaSehu Be'eretz Yisrael B'yomim HaBeinunim B'zman Ayin Beiz Minu HaChashkia. In other words, it has to be the same darkness. The darkness that you have in Eretz Yisrael at 72 minutes has to be that same measure of darkness in New York. And you're not going to get that same measure of darkness at 72 minutes. Because New York is going what? Slower. Right? So you have to wait longer. So how do you do it? So he says, Zeh Korv Zman HaShemesh M'shuka Tachas HaOfak 16 miles or 16.1 Old Ma'at. And it's interesting that in the Shnosel, he calls it the Shnosel Yahu here, on page 6, that's the Gross Perish and the Mishnayis, he says over Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, the Gross. So it's interesting that, you know, here he writes, Shasha Kodim Hainu, Tzeisa Kodim, and he says, V'chein Tolim Zman Tshuva, Atosis Kosa Shatchi L'Shkia Ad Tzeisa Kodim Udal Minu. He doesn't say his shita here, what's known as his shita here. Yeah. And he says like this, further down to page 7, Shom Ostalin. Misha Machmer Atsu Shita Rabbeinatam, Yeshua Lahadim Beso Sechavim, Kodom Shoshan Itzdalika or Mikol Harakia. So he says that it has to be 16 degrees, and so that's so 16 degrees, as Rabbi Harari points out. Most of the year, if you keep 96, you're going to do 16. You'll have 16 degrees. And this time of year, you'll even have, if you keep 96 minutes, you'll do more than 16 degrees. And in certain months of the summer, you have to keep 10 to 15 minutes more. And that is. Now this was never mekubal as the Minhag Yisrael. Rabbi Bleich told me he thought that if you don't keep what Rav Meir Posen says, then you're not fulfilling the Gra. You know, you're not a Mechal Shabbos because you're keeping the other Shita plus a big Tosefis. But if you want to be a Rabbeinu Tam person, you have to keep 16.1. In other words, Obviously, the two other shitas that we said, the Shavos and the Milchas Kohen, don't hold like this. This is because there are what this sefer is from Montreal is saying. There are three mahalchim in Rabbeinu Tam. There's the mahalach of 72 Shavos. There's the mahalach of Milchas Kohen that it's what that whenever you see the three stars, even before 72, and the mahalach of 16.1 degrees that. That you have to keep at least 16.1 degrees, because that's the same level of darkness as in Eretz Yisrael. See, if you keep 72 Shavuos, then you're ending Shabbos when it's lighter than when they end Shabbos. 72 in Eretz Yisrael and 72 in New York is not the same thing. It's much darker at 72 in New York than it is in 72. So one could say, like Rav Moshe Sternberg said, that that's a halacha. You don't need... You know, it's not all. Shabbos is not the same. For Shabbos is 72 is Dal and Mil, till Dal and Mil, wherever you are. Even though it's not the same standard, and Rav Meir Posner told him, no, it has to be the same standard. It has to be the same standard. It can't be that in Eretz Yisrael, it's darker than what it is in America. Was if you're working that, like Rav Mochanus Chakir, is it the stars or is it darkness? So he says, Avada, it's darkness. Avada, it's darkness. So it has to be the same measure of darkness as it is in Eretz Yisrael, wherever you are in the world. So therefore, how do you do that? Well, since you know the angle to get 72 is 16.1 degrees, so then any place in the world has to be 16.1 degrees. So he was trying, I don't know, as a community, I don't know if anyone as a community does 16.1.
Like when people
yeah, people today, they didn't even hear that this is anything. People today in the street, they say, in a minute of time, when you see it on the calendars, oh, so in the calendar they have in the, one of these, in the base medrash here, in Glock, you have to open up the door there, it's in the shulchan. They have two zmanim for, say, for a minute of time. They have Shavos, 72, and then they have 16.1. You look at the book. You have to go in the orange, in the not in the orange colors, but in the shulchan, and on the side there's this pull-out drawer, and in that pull-out drawer they have the zmanim chart, and in the zmanim chart for Rabbeinu Tam they only have, because Lamaisa are not going to do the Milchas Kohen, because the Milchas Kohen is the same thing as what they call the early zman. They don't even call that Rabbeinu Tam. They call that something else. So they're not going to. The early zman of say between 40 and 50 minutes. Yeah, mostly. Very scientific. That's what I said to Rabbi Harari, that in Europe there's no way they could keep 16.1 because they had no way of telling what 16.1 was. That's why it was never the minhag in Europe.
Which would make sense also why it shouldn't be the halacha, right? Isn't there a thing like the halachas will only be what you're able to do?
Right, in other words, well, this is not all the malachi asharis.
That's what we also said at the beginning by
the Kian.
It couldn't be.
Well, Nidra Torah
the Malachi Asharis. We're not all the Kian.
So how are we going to ever know if 16.1 is really the halacha of Rabbeinu Tam? Then how would anyone be able to do that unless he lives in this generation where we have all the scientific wherewithal to make these permutations? Unless you say, what's the answer? I'll tell you what the answer probably is. As he says, here in the Sefer Rosmarim Bavana, if you hold Rav Chaim Druk is right, Rav Chaim Druk, Tosus Rav Yehuda Chassid says the three stars have to be in the west. Those stars you see much later because that's where the sun is setting. So then you're not going to be able to see them. And not only the west, but by the horizon in the west, by the Ofak of the west. So maybe those, you don't have to be scientific. You just have to just look at the west and see where those stars in the west. You go to the west, you go, you have to, what? So that would be 16.1. So that would be his response to you. The three stars. I mean, do we have that on the? Do you have that on your calendars? On your. And is there any way to look that up? Three stars in the up by the horizon of the western horizon. You can't. Yeah, only the degrees. So if you say that, that's basically, and that's. People are not fulfilling. Yeah, for the phenomenon. Because they're not doing that. Because I told you, a lot of the people in Europe weren't even keeping 72. They were keeping the Michas Kohen. So basically, this thing that people do in America, you know, basically, it's like this same of Zman and Avana, basically from 41 to 51. That's where it basically fluctuates. So basically, that's what they do because that's what they did in Europe. Now, what shita is that? So one possibility is that's the shita of Rabbeinu Tam according to Michas Kohen. There are other alternative shatim. And if you want to see the Sefer Michas Kohen, or Meir, yeah, take a look at page 15. Let's look at the beginning of the paragraph. Oath. Kevin Shadar Maran Machab of Tzvas. Yev Shershal Rob, Erev Shabbos, Chayim Cholayla, Bezman Gimel Milim, Sheshmaim Kvarim Tzmalim, Mikochovim Gdolim, Veinonim Ktanim, Chove Shmaim Larov. Kutz Meofek Marovi, Kmo Shiedu Lcholodim, Shazach Aleila Gdal Amas Bertzein HaKdosha. Kien Hitim Eses Os Lassa Zadai Molocha Biyom HaShishi, Apishitas Rabbein Atal, Kevin Shah Zadai Hu Erev Shabbos. Hechal Tadas Zman Zeb Motzei Shabbos, Ukvar Lailo, Fi Rabbein Atal. So he's saying that the Mechaber lived in Tzvas, so he was up north, right? So Mimela, at that point, it was Dal Milin, right? It was what? It was still light. That's not the same level of darkness. So therefore you can't keep 72 Shavuos at any place because you don't have the same. Now he's assuming that. That might be a good assumption, or maybe that's, I think it's mistamer that it should be the same standard of Shabbos. It shouldn't be different standards of Shabbos, that in this community Shabbos ends at a lower level of darkness than another community, unless you say no, that was Halacha Moshe Mishinai Dal Milim, finished wherever you are. And if you're in a community that Dal Milim is still not so dark, so be it. But he thought not. He thought it's not Mishtaber that you should have different one standard of Shabbos. That's what the Meir Posner holds. I told you, his brother is the Dayan of Broyers today, Rabbi Yaakov Posner. And his other brother, Rabbi Dr. Peretz Posner, taught physics here in YU. I used to go get a ride with him to Brooklyn on Fridays. I remember in Connecticut, or Lustig used to drive, whatever. He lived in Bensner. He lived in the base of Talmud. And then he says, Gam Hagra, Kosev Shnoselia, Reish Brachas, that Kochovim Mokam Omana Haor, Haachron, Enam Nirim, Achishka Kolor, Shemarchu, Emes Dalin Mil. So that's the famous so that's what Rabbi Bly thinks is the only correct shot in Rabbeinu Tam. Person doesn't have to keep Rabbeinu Tam, but if he really wants to keep it, that's what he feels.
Math?
It is the same thing as Rav Moshe Feinstein's math. You go out.
Say
Usforas HaKochovim, like Avram Avinu, you know. Go out. Yeah, we'll see. Now, there is a sefer called, take a look on page 20, Shelos HaTshuva Ma'arif, Rabbeinu Yaakov Fragi. Abezin Na Amon Alexandra. Well, he was an Egyptian rabbi. Yeah, you heard of him, Mr. Katan? Are you familiar? He's not too far away from you, you know. He's from Lebanon. Well. Yeah. So what does he write? So he says on page 21, Ashkazim Aran, Morikaro, Shulchano, Batfilas Neila, so he says like this. He writes on page 22, there were shtei shtkiyos, like Rabbeinu Tam. The first shtkiyah is when the sun goes below the horizon. Sheishchag Gilgal Chama Tach Sofer. Shtkiyah shniya, Yishetishka Or Mitachas HaOfek Shmona Esrei Malos. The Ferrari. Does he keep longer Shabbos than you?
Eighteen degrees.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how many degrees is that?
That's like 18.
That's more than 60.
Yeah, but he's holding.
Right, but in the end, is he going to be holding more than absolute darkness?
Yeah,
that's
right. Okay,
then we say absolute darkness according to everyone is okay. Right. So then, how does it pass in and say it must be 16.1 degree or it must be 18 degrees or whatever? And then half the year they're already way well past the point. So that was all. So then he asked the kasha. This is the kasha they ask. Right? Because if you're saying that until 18 degrees, it's still yom, but there's so many stars. He says, after Alos HaShachar, there's still stars. But it's daytime. So what's the pshat? those Chachamim are the Yirmiyahu. So therefore, just because there are stars before the late time, is not a raya to upshlog this thing, because maybe these are Chachamim that are near in Bayom. So therefore he says, it can be much later. That's what so that's why you could have a later Zman. So he's saying basically, but the question is why he's saying more than absolute darkness, that's the problem. Right? Because absolute darkness is going to be in what degrees?
Where?
Absolute. So in Egypt.
Probably
going to be more than that. Yeah, because Egypt, Right, because Egypt shouldn't be so.
Right.
And New York is. Yeah. But the point being is that, in other words, he's working, this sheet is working with the notion that Shabbos has to be the same standard for everywhere in the world. And therefore, 72 can't be Shabbos. And then, and the Michas Kelein, that's not a big chiddush to say that Rabbeinu Tam never. Basically, you take away the whole Dalet Milah of Rabbeinu Tam and saying that he didn't really mean it. He meant that if you can't find the stars, you know, that's a tremendous chiddush.
What? This like 4 or 5 the Marit Shalom Marit saying that 4 or 5 the same thing as by you know, what is it? They same thing by Shia and saying
right.
And it'll be a world across the world like that. Saying what would be the scar behind that?
Well, is he saying the same as the man poses, or is he saying standardized Shia? Right, so he's not saying 4 or 5 mil will be an Eretz Yisrael, because that's an Eretz Yisrael, and then you go elsewhere and it'll be different. It's just he has a longer shear. I don't know where he got his.
He was a little bit.
So make what, 1 minute difference? Maybe half a minute difference. But it all has to do with the first pasuk here, Uvah Hashemesh Metaher. So we're going to see when we learn the Gemara, what does Taher mean? So we'll see that in a future packet. The Taher can mean Taher Yoma, which could mean a lot, that the the light went away. But that's what we said. Is the chok is the groin, the word hichsif. Is hichsif hishkia or hichsif? So within a bit of time, you say hichsif is hishkia. So maybe it has to be hishkia. So therefore, until you have, until it's beginning three kachavim, even though there will be still be more, but you can't call it hishkia until this three kachavim in the stomach. It works out well if you hold the three kachavim in the west, and that's it. And then you deal with the degrees. And if you want to say like Moshe Sternbach said, then you have to say that the Xeris HaKosov of Dal Mil, even though that will make a different standard. But he thinks it's not Mustaber, there should be a different standard. You know, this goes back to the Mokhan of Chakira. Is it the din in Koshech? Or is it din in Tzar? So Pasha says it's even though the father was Maskin, that it's the din what? In Koshech. Yeah. So the male, if it's the din Koshech, then it should be the same degree. That's where his wife feels that he needs to keep 6.1, but he's not keeping him in the same time.
So
it could be that the whole 42 minutes is not, the Michas Kohen maybe is problematic, but maybe we can have another sheet that it's following. And that's, as Hashem will see in the upcoming year. Okay.